BBC Five Live.
Thanks for downloading this teaser for the You, Me and the Big C podcast. This is Rachel's story.
I had pain first, which...
That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, we're talking myths later on.
I had pain. That is a myth.
My sister-in-law said to me, you've got pain. Okay. It won't be breast cancer because it's not painful.
Cancer doesn't hurt, apparently, ladies.
I have the myth that breast cancer isn't...
And so I had this like this weird soreness that was kind of, it wasn't even in my breast, it was kind of under my arm to the side of it. And I just thought, oh, I'd not long finished breastfeeding my little boy. And I thought it's probably related to that. Anyway,
it's still something.
And it went away after a couple of days. But because of that, I was having a bit of a feel and I was laying flat in bed and just felt, you know, my lump was kind of like 2-3 centimetres. Mm. So when I found it, I was like, how have I missed this? It felt like there was a walnut in my breast and it was really, really obvious. And I was just so annoyed with myself. But still, I was like you, I was like, it's a cyst. So I went to the doctor. Yeah. She did the whole same thing. You know, 9 times out of 10, when we refer somebody to the breast clinic, you know, it's benign. So try not to worry too much. But we went and we arrived with a big bag full of sandwiches, me and my husband, because they said, it'll be about 3 hours you'll be there. Magazines, you know, sat in for the long haul, all jolly. And then after the first ultrasound scan, that was when everything changed, the mood changed. We got taken to the private waiting room. They were like, we won't put you back in the main waiting room with everyone. And we just looked at each other.
We were talking earlier about how you now know the signs to look for. I was asked, do you have someone with you? And I know if I'm ever asked, do you have someone with you? It's bad news.
Bad news.
I've already prepared myself.
The nurse said to me, my results, they just turned up. I was like, will it be much longer? And she said, oh no, she went, you shouldn't be. The thing is, like, towards the end of the day, the wait can be longer because unfortunately the consultant has to tell people bad news. And the wait got longer. And I was still there. And I was like, Mum. And she was like, no. Oh, yeah, I was getting the bad news.
You can hear more from the You, Me and the Big C team by subscribing to the podcast.